A freilich in Rosh Chodesh. Nope. This is the menu. Okay. Without the papers also good. Oh, I found it. So, we have a tremendous machlokes legabi mukta. It's a wonderful shayla, huge sugya. The concept of mukta, something is usher, now that I move it, what's mukta, when is something mukta? Huge machlokes of Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda. And the Mishnah tells us on Memhei Mem Aleph, Memdala Mem Aleph, if someone lights a candle, and there's oil, and the oil will eventually go out, the candle will go out, and we're assuming there'll be some oil left, hoping. Rabbi Yehuda says, just like when you lit the candle, and we had Ben HaShemashos, when Shabbos began, you weren't allowed to go for the oil, you weren't allowed to use the oil, you weren't allowed to take the oil, you put out the candle. So, as I invited the rest of Shabbos also, even though now the fire's out, the oil is available, and now they'll take it because of something called Nigu Diskatsoi. Once Ben HaShemashos hits, then it's Aser, that's how it remains the whole Shabbos. Reb Shimon says, no, nothing doing. In the Hanami, when it was Aser, when the fire was on, you couldn't siphon off the oil. You couldn't empty out the Nair, you know, get out the oil and then use it for something else. Back in the olden days, a Nair was just like a cup or a bowl. And you can put stuff in it. So in a chanami, you can't take the oil, and you can't really use the ner, it's full of oil. So everything's mukta while the fire is on, you know, it's not possible. But after it goes off, then we don't hold of migu diskatsoi, so when it goes off, it's free, have at it, gizunt dehet. However, there is an exception where Reb Shimon does hold of migu diskatsoi. And that's called a ner gadol, or in the Gemara's language, a kois ka'ara v'ashashiyos, means a big container. And there, since it was so big, it was supposed to burn the whole Shabbos. In that case, even though the fire went out, unexpectedly something happened, Reb Shimon also says, migu diskatsoi, once it was forbidden when Shabbos came, because I'm not yeshev u'metzapa, I'm not sitting and waiting. And when it's a small candle, and I'm hoping it'll go out, and I get to use the oil, I get to use it. Okay? So then, Reb Shimon holds its mutter. Doesn't hold a migu diskatsoi. But when it's so big, I'm not thinking about it, so I'm not yeshev u'metzapa, I'm not sitting and waiting, then Reb Shimon already holds a migu diskatsoi, and there's no machlekes of Shimon Yehuda, and you're not allowed to use it even if it goes out. Now the Gemara brings another machlekes between Reb Shimon and Reb Yehuda. The Gemara says it's the same thing. We know the halacha of buses. If you have money on top of a chair, let's say, you have money on top of a wheel. Don't ask money on a wheel, a machni, money on a bed, a table, whatever it is. Doesn't have to be money. Something muktzah. So you're not allowed to touch the mukta, obviously. And you're not allowed to touch the item either. It became a basis. You're not allowed to touch it. So now what happens if when Shabbos came, it was there. But then it came off, you know, just like the fire went out. So it came off. It's off. So Reb Shimon holds. So now you could use the pillow. The money's off the pillow. You're allowed to use it. Reb Yehuda says, no. Migu diskatsoi. If something was aser ben hashmashos, it never recovers. You can never use it again for the whole Shabbos. That's Reb Yehuda. Reb Shimon says, what's the problem? When the money was on, okay, it's a basis, we understand. The money's off, gezunt dehet. So it's the same machlekes by fire. So the Beis Yosef asks a very simple question. So I understand. We just got finished saying, 3 minutes ago, that when it's a ner gadol, a big candle, you didn't expect it to go out. Hey, someone opened the window and now it's breezy, so it went out. But you didn't expect it to go out. You thought it would be on the whole Shabbos. Rav Shimon's mighty there, it's aser. Rav Shimon says, we do say nigud diskatzoi. I'm not yeshiv u'metzapa. I'm not sitting and waiting for it to go out. So even if it goes out, it's still aser. If you put something on a table, it's not going to go off by itself. It's not going to grow legs and jump off the table. So, l'chayra, if we're going to compare the muktzah on the pillow or the muktzah on the table to anything, we shouldn't compare it to a small candle, where Rav Shimon and Rav Yehuda argue. We should compare it to a big candle, where it's supposed to stay the whole Shabbos, and Rav Shimon and Rav Yehuda do not argue. And everyone says, Migud Diskatzoi. So, Frekti Beis Yosef, why in the world does the Gemara say that the muktzah that was on the table or on the chair Erev Shabbos makes a muktzah the whole Shabbos only in Rabbi Huda? No, should be even in Rabbi Shimon. That's the Beis Yosef's kasha. So there's another kasha I want to say. It's not my kasha, but just bringing it. It's not here. It's somewhere else. And maybe between these two questions, we can come up with an answer. So there's a kasha of Tosfos, because Rashi says, and we'll explain it more in a moment, but Rashi says that you don't say migu diskatzoi when something is only asur midrabbanan. Which means, ben hashmashos, the item was not forbidden for me to take midyaraisa. We discussed before about the oil. If you take out oil, that's asur daraisa, because you're doing kibui. If you move something that's asur to move, or you do something that's asur, you break something that's asur to break, whatever it is, but it's only midrabbanon, so then we don't say migud diskatzoi. That's a rule Rashi says in Be'ah. So frek Tosfos, muktzah is only midrabbanon. So you have a pillow, and there's money on the pillow. What's the issur to take the money off the pillow? Midiraisa? Only midrabbanon. So if you're not allowed to take money off the pillow, it's midrabbanon. So we shouldn't say migud diskatzoi in a bihuda. So we have a double kasha. The Beis Yosef doesn't understand when there's money on the pillow. Why Reb Shimon is made, why Reb Shimon says it's mutter? L'chayra, money doesn't walk, money doesn't go out. If it came off, it's unexpected. So why does Reb Shimon be matter? Reb Shimon should say aser. And Tosfos asks, according to Rashi, the other way. Why is a bihuda aser the whole Shabbos? Things are only also because migud diskatzoi. And we don't hold the migud diskatzoi by Issa Darabanan. That's Rashi's opinion. So to explain this, I want to clarify maybe an idea about muktzah, and maybe we could work it back and explain these questions. There's a very important stipler that explains that muktzah is not one size fits all. There's really two types of muktzahs. And sometimes they masquerade one as the other. But really, if you understand, there's two different distinct types of muktzahs. There's a muktzah of something that's not prepared. It's learned out of a pasuk. Either it's a deraisa, maybe according to one opinion, or it's Pashup Shad, it's an asmachta. It says, Ve'ichinu, you have to prepare. Ve'ichinu eis asher yaviyu, and you shall prepare that which you shall bring. So if you don't prepare, it's muktzah. You're not allowed to use it, move it, whatever, it's muktzah. But there's another type of muktzah, which is not really connected to preparation. And that's called enichazi. If something has no use. Say money. Money has no use in Shabbos. So the reason why money is muktzah, Rashi says, Mayis loichazi midi. So Rav Shimon's maida. Mayis has no use. If something has no use, that's muktzah. Not because it's not prepared. It's muktzah because it has no use. Now, nothing I'm saying is halacha lemaisa. Nothing I'm saying is halacha lemaisa. Not because I'm not saying halacha lemaisa, because I don't know halacha lemaisa. So I'm not being modest. I simply don't know. So certainly nothing I say is lach l'maisa. But I want to say something. Let's say you have money, and you know you have a cab. You have to go to a scheduled emergency in the hospital that night. So you have to pay the cab. before Uber, whatever, you're going to pay the cab guy money. So you put the money to the side to pay him. Is that money prepared for use on Shabbos? I would say it is. V'chinu es asher yaviyu, would you makayim with the money? Certainly. Is that money muktzah? Could you move it from place to place before the cab shows up? Is it muktzah? So I would say, it is muktzah. Of course it's muktzah. Because the problem with money is not that it's not prepared and you could solve it by preparation. The problem with money is that it has no use.
This Shabbos, it has a use.
That's not called a use. That's called an emergency. That's called a sakana. That's not a use. Sorry. Since money has no use, so it's muktzah. It doesn't help to prepare it. It's still useless. Be'etzim. Money has no use on Shabbos. Everything you would like to do with it is forbidden. No use. Muktzah. Preparation won't help you. Because money is muktzah because it's lechazi. It's not muktzah because it's v'hechino. Two types of muktzahs. Now, Reb Shimon doesn't hold a muktzah. But he does hold a muktzah, we said at the beginning of this year. On the one hand, he holds by the small candle, no problem. Goes out, you could use it. By the big candle, where you weren't expecting to use it, he says you can't. So what's with Reb Shimon? What does he hold? So the Chai Adam explains the whole idea of Migu Diskatsoi. It's a very funny thing, really. Migu Diskatsoi. It was muktzah 10 minutes ago, so it's muktzah today. Or 10 minutes later. Why should it be? If the situation changes, let's not be dinosaurs. Let's move along as the world changes. You got to keep up with the times. So then it was muktzah. Now it's no longer muktzah. Why are we insisting on going in an outdated model? It's no longer muktzah. So the Chai Adam explains very simply. The whole problem with muktzah in the first place is v'hechinu. You have to prepare it. If you didn't prepare it, once Shabbos comes, too late. It's not prepared. But that's only if the iser is because it's not prepared. If the muktzah comes from the lack of preparation. So that's not a problem that could be solved. You can't solve lack of preparation. If you're not prepared, you cannot become prepared on Shabbos. It's too late. So of course it remains muktzah the whole Shabbos. Migu diskatsoi is not a mystery. Funny thing. Yeah, the word migu was just Aramaic translation of kevan.
No, migu diskatsoi is a lambda that something was created by Hashmasha that will allow to.
So all those that want the mysterious lamedness could go to Shimi. But if you want to know the Chai Adam, I'm telling you the Chai Adam. The Chai Adam explains, it's not a mystery. It's not esoteric. It's very simple. It's not prepared, so it's muktzah. Oh gee, how could you make it prepared when Shabbos comes? You can't. It's too late. That's migu. It just goes on. It's not a new din. It just goes on because it's still not prepared. And 10 minutes later, it's still not prepared. So now, what does Reb Shimon hold? Reb Shimon doesn't hold at all. Now, this is not the stipler. Reb Shimon doesn't hold of preparation. You don't need to prepare things. It's not true. What's the pasuk doing? The pasuk's talking about something else. Preparation never happened. No chiyuv to prepare. You can enjoy on the spot on Shabbos sans preparation. But if something is loichazi, Reb Shimon agrees to that. If it's loichazi, money, Reb Shimon agrees it's muktzah. A rack, a stone on the floor, a branch, stam a leaf on the floor, Reb Shimon is made that's muktzah. But not because.
The Yerushalayim Meisharim was that they were making the rocks to throw on Shabbos.
Okay, so if you're making the kli, problem is it could be you have to use it once to be mechin. So you have to stone a car erev Shabbos really. No, but erev Shabbos is all charedi cars. What are you gonna do? All right, take one guy. Okay. So now let's go back to Reb Shimon. What does Reb Shimon hold? It doesn't hold of Hechinu. So what's the only muktzah that he holds of? Lechazi. So now let's look again at what we said. We said in the beginning, when it's a small candle, and Rav Shimon was anticipating that the candle go out, so it doesn't hold the Migudis Katsoi. But when it's a big candle, and he wasn't anticipating it goes out, then he does hold the Migudis Katsoi. That's what we said in the beginning. But now we learned that Rav Shimon never holds a Migudis Katsoi. Because Rav Shimon doesn't hold of the Mukta of Hachana in the first place. So, Kais Karav Ashashis, the big candle that you don't expect to go out. Why is Rav Shimon Moida? The answer is, the Ritva says, it's not because of Migudis Katsoi. The reason why the big candle is Asar, it's not because of Migudis Katsoi. It's because you're Masiach Das from it, and in your mind, it may as well be a stone. Something that is so useless to you. And you know before Shabbos, you know it's useless. And your mind has the power to render it useless. The oil in the lamp that's supposed to last the whole Shabbos is good to look at, nothing else. In terms of usage, it's completely useless. When you decide about something that is completely useless, in halachic terms, you have rendered that item loy chazi. It's as if the item has no more use. It has to do with your mind. You're able, you have the power in your mind to make a useful item, like oil, into a useless item, like a stick in a stone. Why? Because you're makta das. That's what the Ritva says. It's not because of migudis katsoi. Rav Shimon never holds a migudis katsoi. It's only because you're makta das, it becomes loy chazi. So now that we understand that there's two things happening here, let's go back to the statement we said from Rashi. Rashi and Beya says that, oh, we don't hold a migudis katsoi by an issa derabbanan. If you look at Beya, I don't have the Beya in front of me, there's Rashi, and then Tosfos quotes Rashi. The way Tosfos quotes Rashi and what Rashi says is actually different. Again, Rashi said, if something is usur to use, to take, to access because of an issa derabbanan, we don't say migudis katsoi. And the Tosfos asks on Rashi, what do you mean? When there's money on a pillow, asher derabbanan, only asher derabbanan, and yet Rabbi Yehuda says migudis katsoi. If you look closely at Rashi, Rashi never said that we don't say migudis katsoi by an issa derabbanan. What Rashi said is that we don't say this lumdus, that according to Rashi, you could make something by the power of your own mind, you could render an item from useful to useless, that is only if the iser is an iser d'oraisa. If it's only an iser midrabanan, then you cannot say that the item is useless. My friend, Chaver, my Rebbe, Rabbi Schneidman, he told me a nice svara for this. He said, because an Issa D'Rabbanan is not only usher, it's not really usher on the item, it's really usher on the person, whereas an Issa D'Raisa is usher on the item. It's a nice svara. Not married to the svara. I don't want to put the vort into the svara, and if you're shlug up the svara, you're shlug up the vort. So let's not, I'm just saying, it's certainly a nice hamtaka. Now, Rashi was never saying that you don't say migudis katsoi by an issa derabbanan. Rashi was saying that this idea that you're masiach das from something, and it's lechazi, and now it's going to become like an eitz ve'evin, it's going to become useless, and it's going to become mukta, that's only if it's taka osa midiraisa. But if it's only osa midirabbanan, and I'm the guy that I can't be over on the drabonans, but the item is really still useful, you don't say asuchi asich daite. But that's only in Abshimin. Rashi and Beya is going in Abshimin. The Pnei Yeshua says in Beya, the Chav Dalet, that Rashi holds Stam Mishnah as Abshimin, because Rashi holds both in Shabbos and Beya, we pass it like Abshimin. Rashi that was saying what he said was going in Abshimin. It wasn't talking about Rabbi Yehuda. It wasn't talking about Migudis Katsoi. Migudis Katsoi, Avada, you say an Issa D'Rabbanan, according to Rashi. What's the difference? Asar is Asar. That's it. I don't care. It's only this new business of Lechazi that we don't say on Issa D'Rabbanan. And Bazoi, we can answer the Beseisiv's kasha that we started out with. The Beseisiv had a kasha that there's two types of candles. There's a big candle that you expect to go the whole day. Rav Shimon agrees it's aser. Until now, we thought, because Rav Shimon is murdered to Migudis Katsoi. Now we know, no, it's, at least in Rashi, that's not the pshat. Rashi holds it to a dvar. It's not because he holds the Migudis Katsoi. Rav Shimon never holds the Migudis Katsoi. It's simply that it became Lechazi. If it's Lechazi, it's Mukta by itself. So the Beis Yosef had a kasha. He said, when I put money on a pillow, I don't expect the money to grow legs and walk away. So why does Rav Shimon say it's mutter? It should be usher, just like the big candle. Answer was no, because it's only Issa D'Rabbanan. Memele by the Ner, it's Nissa D'Raisa. So I say Lechazi. Rashi says Lechazi by Nissa D'Raisa. Whereas by the Muchni, by the money on the pillow, it's only Nissa D'Rabbanan. Kibui. You can't use the Ner, because in order to use the Ner, you have to empty out the oil. If you empty out the oil, you're doing Kibui. The Ner and the oil is locked away from you with an Issa D'Raisa of Kibui. I know Kibui is D'Rabbanan and Vishloi, I know, but it's still a drawer of the D'Raisa. Elacht. It's a drawer of the D'Raisa. It's from an Issa D'Raisa. All right, in this form, it's not D'Raisa. So again, according to Rashi, what we're saying is like this. When it's an Issa D'Rabbanan, and that's why it's also Ben Hashmashos, so it's going to depend. According to Rabbi Yehuda, I'll say Migudis Katsoi, no problem. According to Rabbi Shimon, I'm not going to say Lechazi. So therefore, in the case where the whole Issa to move it is only Mukta, I'm not going to say Lechazi. The reason, in conclusion, the reason why Rabbi Shimon says that the money on the car, the money on the pillow, the reason why it's mutter when the money comes off is not because it's daimed to near zuta as opposed to kais kar v'ashashis. No, if anything, it's daimed to kais kar v'ashashis. The reason why it's mutter is because you don't say nase loichazi by an iser derabonon gutchabis.